Exclusive: Christian Revival in Cuba, Inside Regime-Defying Prayer Events for Freedom. By Francis Martel on May 1, 2026. Cubans in nearly two dozen churches of different denominations nationwide joined a global prayer effort on April 26, calling on God to bless the island and free it from communist tyranny. The prayers occurred alongside a massive event in Miami, Florida, that day titled United for a Free Cuba, that featured a wide variety of artists, journalists, former political prisoners, activists, and notable individuals within the Cuban exile community. The event attracted national attention in the United States, but U.S.-based organizer Orlando Gutierrez Borana told Breitbart News, it was meant as a support event for what was taking place on the island. A collective prayer in the context of a larger Christian resurgence in a country with more than half a century of history of Christian persecution. The prayer here was in support of their efforts, and I think it helped empower the largest simultaneous civic mobilization of churches in Cuba in recent times. Gutierrez Boronat, the coordinator of the Assembly of the Cuban Resistance, ARC, shared. As a Spanish colony, Cuba for centuries was a majority Catholic land and retained its faith following its successful war for independence. Following the communist coup in 1959, however, Christianity was effectively outlawed, permitted only as a propaganda wing of the Communist Party. Christians who insisted on retaining their authentic faith were often imprisoned or sent to concentration camps, known as military units to aid production, or UMAPs. Many were executed before a firing squad, shouting "Long live Christ the King!" Today, Cuba remains one of the world's most dangerous places to practice Christianity, despite dictator Raúl Castro personally embracing the late Pope Francis. Despite the persecution, thousands, potentially millions, continue to flock to the faith, and did so on Sunday expressly to pray for a better future for their country. As can be seen in images and videos shared with Breitbart News, believers convened throughout the island, in Manati, Manzanillo, Victoria de las Tunas, and Havana, among other locations. Baptist, Pentecostal, Catholic, non-denominational, and other Christians participated. From far west Pinar del Rio province to eastern Camagüey, worshippers organized under the banner of the Save Cuba Initiative, which was launched in January as a spiritual accompaniment to the now common anti-communist protests throughout the island. During one event, a speaker prayed for a future free of communist dictatorship and for forgiveness from Jesus for the campaign waged against his faith following the Castro family coup. "We want change. We want to save our country. We ask forgiveness, Lord, because Cuba distanced itself from you," the speaker shared, while those assembled took to their knees. "We ask for forgiveness, Lord, because every family distanced itself from you. Because we took Christ out of our homes, because we gave our backs to the cross, to the tomb." Another speaker asked for special blessings for Cuba, stating, "We are the ones who will save our country. That is what you called us for, Father, to bless our Cuba." The organizers in another event decorated their prayer space with flags of many countries. The events featured songs and praise, attracting crowds of diverse ages and backgrounds. The presence of Christian faith front and center in the struggle for Cuban liberation is not new. Priests participated, for example, in the planning of the 1961 Bay of Pigs liberation attempt thwarted by Democrat President John F. Kennedy. For years, the Ladies in White, a group of mothers, wives, daughters, and sisters of political prisoners, protested against the regime solely by attending Catholic Mass dressed in white and carrying the photos of their imprisoned loved ones. In Florida, attendees at the United for a Free Cuba prayer rally explained the importance of faith in the movement. The communist regime, since its arrival to power, wanted to strip God out of the hearts and minds of the Cuban people, and the Cuban people resisted so much. José Daniel Ferrer, the head of the Patriotic Union of Cuba, UNPACU, and a former political prisoner, said in an interview with Univision, "If, for communism, atheism is fundamental, for a healthy and believing people, a people who want to live with freedom, democracy, and respect for human rights, faith in God is fundamental." The Christian aid organization Open Doors ranked Cuba number 24 on the 2026 edition of its World Watch List, which documents the most dangerous places on earth for Christians. Due to violent state repression, Cuba outranked nations with documented active jihadist movements, such as Niger, Cameroon, and Mozambique. Although overall pressure on Christians in Cuba remains extremely high, government hostility has become more targeted and adaptive, the group observed. Christians who, because of their faith, voice dissent or refuse to align with the regime continue to face harassment and intimidation. This is especially so for leaders and members of non-affiliated churches. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.